We travel now to Western Massachusetts. Shakers settled in the area in the late 1700s from England and were active in the Commonwealth until the late 1960s. They're sometimes called one of the most successful utopian societies. They lived off the land, in pacifism and celibacy, in an area that now makes up Hancock and Pittsfield. The Shaker population peaked in Massachusetts in the mid-19th century, 4,000 or 5,000 members, but ultimately it dropped to a couple dozen, and when there were too few of them to manage the land, they made efforts to preserve their community in what is now called Hancock Shaker Village. The village is now open to any and all visitors looking to learn more about the Shakers. On Monday, they open a new exhibit called A Spirit of Gift, A Place of Sharing. In it, Japanese, Korean, and Thai artists explore the connection between the Shakers and Asian art. To learn more about that, we sat down with the guest curator for the exhibit, Miwako Tezuka. And we started by asking Miwako to explain the connection between the two cultures.
The affinity between the Shakers' spiritualism and aesthetic principle is more in a conceptual sphere. And I see, as I learned about the Shakers' history and their craftsmanship and how much they care about creating things around their everyday life by hands and appreciating resources surrounding them. And those are values that were very much appreciated also in many parts of Asia, and particularly Japan and South Korea and Thailand. There are, of course, strong tradition of craftsmanship, and that level of appreciation of handiwork continues to the practices of many of Asian artists today.
And tell me about the name of this exhibit, A Spirit of Gift, A Place of Sharing. What is that name? What does it mean?
So these two phrases encapsulate what we want to bring to the Shaker Village. The gifting tradition is common everywhere in the world, but when it is associated with spiritualism, there is a distinct way of unspoken a relationship that is built among people in Asia. And the second part of the exhibition title, A Place of Sharing, is really paying homage to the communal living that the Shakers conducted living in the village. And we wanted to recreate that space of sharing through sharing of contemporary art.
So let's talk about the art. Let's help people picture this. There are three artists who have been invited to participate, all creating art in different media, all weaving in Shaker culture. Let's start with Japanese artist Yusuke Asai, who is painting, and I saw a video of this, it's really quite remarkable, a mural literally using dirt from Shaker Village. And when I first saw the video, it didn't register that that's what I was watching, and this mural is gorgeous. So tell us about that.
So he is a self-taught artist from Tokyo. And as you can imagine, Tokyo is such a hyper-urbanized city in Japan. While he was growing up, he found his own unique way of connecting himself to the natural environment, where he would really stare at ground and how little insects and moss and little grasses grow and move around. And he really created this kinship with how the ground kind of fosters all these creatures. So he started to use soils to create his own pigment.
I want to explain for our listeners. I want listeners to understand these are beautiful murals on a white wall in earth tones. It does not look like somebody's smearing dirt on a wall. They're in earth tones. Beautiful pictures of animals and plants and a little bit of the pigment kind of running down the wall to help you remember that it's rooted in the soil.
Right. So it's amazing how many shades of pigments that he can create from soil he sources from different parts of the world. Usually when he receives opportunity to show his works, he would go to the location and search for the local soils. and he would ground them and refine them and get to the point where they can be mixed with water and sometimes a little bit of glue in it as a binder to create the natural paint. And he uses that to create his mural painting.
Let's go to the second artist here. This is a Korean artist, Kim Soo-ja, who has created another hands-on exhibit. And this one's about thread and textiles. So talk about that a little bit.
Kim Soo-ja is a Korean artist who is known to continuously search for the connection between human labor, such as weaving, sewing, stitching, and how we actually build our living environment around us, which are often reflected in architectural designs. So Kim Soo-ja is installing two video works in the cellar level of the iconic round stone barn at the Hankook Shaker Village. And in these videos, she is focusing on the European lace making tradition. And by juxtaposing those video works with the environment of the Shaker Village, we are trying to kind of speak to the natural richness here and how Shakers also practiced weaving and textile making. So that is the connection of Kim Soo-ja's work here.
And it is striking the way these artists are physically integrating Shaker Village into their art. Tell us a little bit now about Thai artist Pinari Sanpitak, who I understand is working with paper and the female form.
Yes. So Pinari Sanpitak is known to create a series of works in different mediums, focusing on the motif of female breasts, which is in her work considered as the source of nourishment and life-giving force. So she has, for the Shaker Village exhibition, created three topiaries, which are just being installed right now in the beautiful garden at the Shaker Village. And we are growing peace and morning glories on those topiaries. And we are going to create art and food project, making a new menu, taking all the herbs and vegetables grown here in the active farm, as well as new plants that are originally from Thailand, which will be growing on the topiary.
All right. And this opens on Memorial Day. How do people visit? How do they see the art?
So when you come to the Shaker Village, you will see a sign introducing you to all the buildings that we are using for this exhibition, which include laundry and machine shop, poultry house, meeting house, round stone barn, and also the garden areas. And as you enter the garden, you will already start to see the sculptures outdoors, and you will be guided into these various buildings, and you will have some surprise encounter in different spots of the buildings.
That's Miwako Tezuka. She is the guest curator for A Spirit of Gift, A Place of Sharing, a new exhibit at Hankook Shaker Village in Hankook and Pittsfield. Miwako, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Do you know of any really cool art or community exhibits opening in Massachusetts soon that you want to share with us? Do so by joining our text club. To get started, text the word BOSTON to 617-766-0382. Again, BOSTON to 617-766-0382.